You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 980, hour number 3. My name's Max. Happy to have you along. And we will start this hour with music from the German composer Carola Obermüller and a piece called Myrmecia. And this is music for microtonal music, exploring the microtonal properties of a dulcimer, acoustic guitar, and harp. Dulcimer by Nathan Davis, guitar by Daniel Lapel, and harp by Nuiko Vaden. And this was recorded in Italy last January, and it's a 2016 composition from Carola Obermüller, Myrmecia, which refers to the Australian bulldog ant. And then we'll hear from Nils Wiglund, Distant Serenade, with, again, Daniel Lapel on guitar, and that comes from a CD called Through Which the Past Shines on New Focus Recordings, released in 2018. And from the Bauer's Fader Duo, we'll hear She Left for Good But Came Back, and that's from a release from New Focus Recordings, again, Between Us All, New American Art Songs for Voice and Guitar. And we'll end with a very short piece running about a minute, Arthur Jarvinen and the California Ear Unit, Edible Black Ink. Well, Count Your Change from that release, Edible Black Ink. We start with Carola Obermüller, and this is called Myrmecia, music by the Ensemble Musikfabrik, and this is from the Virgo, that's W-E RGO, Virgo label. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 980, hour number 3.
Thank you. "What God gives you," they said, as her children wriggled beside her, and the last bite on her plate gave her the fish eye. But she'd left for good, and the creek agreed. Flashing the last acre until it slid under the single barred strand that marked the neighbor's land. And someone else called someone else in to supper. It would be bedtime soon. The nighthawks buzzing the trees for insects, their cheeks lodged among river stones below. It had been for good when she left. All of it she knew. She knew. That someone would need a last drink of water now, and a song from when you were little. Someone would need to touch her hair, to pass it softly until sleep came this time and for good.
That was music from Arthur Jarvenden. Just a short piece to end the set with the California Ear Unit featuring electric guitar by Peter Zephyrus. That was from Arthur Jarvenden's Edible Black Ink CD, released on the now defunct label OO Discs in 1996. We started with Carola Obmüller, a German-born composer who's after her Harvard doctorate, has been teaching at the University of New Mexico and living here and abroad in her career. Carola Obmüller, a piece called Myrmecia, which refers to the Australian bulldog ant. It's a little complex as to why she called the piece such a thing. This was composed for the odd assortment of dulcimer, acoustic guitar, and harp, and the microtonality of each instrument. This was performed Hammer Dulcimer by Nathan Davis, acoustic guitar by Daniel Lapel, and harp by Nuiko Vaden. Music recorded in Italy in January of 2019. From Nils Vigeland, we heard Daniel Lapel once again performing his piece, Nils Vigeland's piece, Distant Serenade, and that's from the CD Through Which the Past Shines on New Focus Recordings. And then from the Bowers Fader Duo, we heard Scott Wheeler's song, She Left for Good, But Came Back. And that was from Between Us All, New American Art Songs for Voice and Guitar, performed by the Bowers Fader Duo, mezzo-soprano Jessica Fader, and her husband, the guitarist, Oren Fader. And that was recorded at the Abe's House Productions, Pelham, New York. And that's a 2018 composition, Scott Wheeler, performed by Bowers Fader Duo, She Left for Good, But She Came Back. Arthur Jarvinen, and we ended again, the only piece in there with electric guitar, that was called Count Your Change. And that was a minute-long instrumental performed by Peter Zephyrus. We'll hear a couple of selections from Bridge Records next. First from a brand new release, David Starobin, and New Music with Guitar Volume 12, and this is Three Bagatelles by Fred Lerdahl. And from an older Bridge Records release, we'll hear Shulamit Ran of Bard College and Inscriptions, which is in three parts as well. And that's music by Shulamit Ran on Bridge Records, released in 1995. Solo violin here by Eric Wierick. And for this first piece, running in three sections, Fred Lerdahl's Three Bagatelles, we have David Starobin on guitar and Moses Pogazian on violin. Music from Bridge Records, David Starobin, Three Bagatelles by Fred Lerdahl, and then in about 10 minutes, Shall You Meet Ron and Inscriptions. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 980, hour number 3. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shulamit Ron, Inscriptions. This is Martian Gardens, episode 980. That's hour number 3. And we just heard from David Starobin. That was the first piece, David Starobin, Three Bagatelles, composed by Fred Lerdahl, and in three parts. New Music with Guitar, volume 12 is the name of David Starobin's CD. And that was a guitar by David Starobin and violin by Moses Pogazian. Music recorded at UCLA in April of 2017. And following that, new release from Bridge Records. We heard an old release from Bridge Records from 1995, Shulamit Ron, Inscriptions, also in three parts. And that was a solo violin by Eric Wierick, recorded at Bard College, Red Hook, New York, December 1993. We'll end Martian Gardens with George Cacioppo, late of the University of Michigan, passed away in 84. And this is music from the archives from 1976 called Dream Concert for Organ and Small Percussion Orchestra, performed at the final concert at the International Symposium of Contemporary Organ Music in June 15th, 1976, 43 years ago. Wow. And this was recorded at South Church, New Britain, Connecticut, with the famous organist and composer William Albright, who was I believe one of Cacioppo's instructors at the University of Michigan, or maybe just a colleague, William Albright on organ, and the percussionists are listed as unknown. George Cacioppo from a CD on Perspectives of New Music from Open Space, featuring works of Jean-Charles Francois and from George Cacciapo. This is called Dream Concert, music for organ and percussion by George Cacciapo.